Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about Bechira, Avos, and now we will continue again based on the Torah. Avraham Moshe Shapiro Zatzal and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak, it says in Chazal that Lo Paska Zoama, the Zoama, the impurity remained because Avram had impurity that went to Ishmael and Yitzchak to Esav. And if not for the fact that it says it in the Gemara, we'd be asur to say. Gemara says, "At shlosha daros lo paska zoma me'avoseinu." And this is coming to teach us that the Siba, the reason that Yishmael was born to Avram, and that Esav was born to Yitzchak, was because there was some type of zoma, some type of impurity, even in the Avos, the Gemara says. What does this mean? The Avos, their midos were tremendous kochos. But they were midos, specific midos. Chesed is one midah among many midos. It's a midah. It doesn't encompass all the midos of man. It's the primary midah. It was very powerful by Avram Avinu. He lived by his chesed. Titan emes le'akob chesed l'Avram. But chesed is a specific midah. It's a koach. And this koach can be used in a good way, but it can be used the other way as well. So to Yitzchak, Yitzchak has this koach ha-gvura, can be used for good, but it can also be used for the negative. Titene emes liyako chesed l'Avram, this midah that's called emes, this is the midah that's mehaktzeh ha-rishon, ha-elyon, ve'ad ha-katzeh ha-acharon. It's one mahalach. That's what it means, emes. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, emes merach gamile. Rashi explains that the letters of the word emes, in the aleph beis, is aleph is the first letter, mem is the middle letter, and tuf is the last letter. Emes is me'akotze arishon ha'elyon ve'adakotze acharon, from beginning to end. Reisha da Asvan, Metzia da Asvan, Besefa da Asvan. The beginning of letters, the middle of letters, and the end of letters. Metchila va'ad sof, that's emes. When something, a certain metzias, is coming from the shoresh until it's actualized, and it fits, that's called emes. Shekulam matimot. Matimot, a pasuk in Shir Shirim 4:2. Everything is matim. All the anafim, all the branches fit with the root. The whole hemshech fits with what preceded it. That was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was where all of the branches, that's what emes is. Emes is one. Everything fits. What comes out of you, it properly reflects the source. So what it means to be an Ishem is that you properly reflect your source of Tzelem Elokim, and Yaakov's Todos reflected his source, Mitaso Shlema. He didn't have any Esavs or any Yishmaels. And that's the difference between Yaakov and the other Avos. That his Mida was Emes, and it came from beginning to end, Adi Yelitzia Lepoal, even to his children. Everything is matim, everything fits, the branches with the roots, the hemshech with the beginning, that's Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, or Mechuvin, were directed towards tremendous kochos. Meaning Avram Avinu had used his mit of chesed to do amazing things. And Yitzchak Avinu used his mitzvah of gvura with tremendous otzma, with great power, with great force. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, that means that with their midas they were able to reflect Hashem's chesed in the world, Hashem's gvura in the world. We find that Yaakov swore by Yishava Yaakov v'pachad aviv Yitzchak. Now you're not allowed to swear with pachad. Doesn't matter what, unless this pachad is one of Hashem's midas. And then it's a shvua b'kinui, one of Hashem's kinuyim. Whenever you make an oath, you use either one of Hashem's real names, his classical names, or one of his borrowed names, one of his midos. Like the Rambam writes in seventh mitzvah and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that you're not allowed to do a shvua, take a shvua, with any mitzias. Udsover l'kiladavra hu amitus bat smusa, thinking that that thing has truth. Like the Rambam says, you're not allowed to do that. In other words, you make that mitzias into a mitzias kayemes through the shvua. Because that's what you're doing when you swear in something's name. You're saying, just like the shvua, this is true, so too my shvua is true. What I'm saying is true. You're not allowed to do that. Only Hashem's name. Uvishmo tishaveh. Devarim 6:13. You have to swear in God's name. So when Yaakov Avinu was nishba b'pachad aviv Yitzchak, he swore with the fear of Isaac his father. That means he swore with one of the revelations of Hashem. So too in the chesed l'Avram, and so too in the pachad Yitzchak. But these are just kochos. When we talk about a maila, when we talk about a madrega that intends to be mechaber, to be mitzaref, to gather together all the kochos to one mahalach, to one tsuras adam. So in this tsuras adam, all the kochos have to take part. They all have to have the proper relationship. You can't have one koach overriding another koach. They all have to be with the proper balance. When one koach is out of whack, then it can cause other kochos also to be out of whack. There has to be a balance. The chesed of Avram, just like it brought to the world chesed, which is the bria b'Avraham, b'hi bar'am, the pasuk says, b'hi bar'am, as both says b'Avraham. The whole bria was for Avram, olam chesed yibane. On the other hand, this chesed can go off. It's in the parish of Arayis. It says chesed hu. Incest can also be a chesed. It can go too far. Rashi says, Lashon Arami, cherpa chasuda. It's a cherpa. A chasuda is a cherpa. That chesed, if it's not mitzuref to other midas, to be one mahalach, one inyan, one davar shalem, so the chesed can go off. It has to be in the proper balance with all the other midas. Otherwise, it's dangerous. One shalem item, one entity, has to take into account the whole system. And that's what Hashem intended when He created man. And that's what's demanded of man. Man has to be that tzura that Hashem was koveya. The entire tzura, the entire form of man. Not one midah or another midah, but his entire being, his entire essence, has to have one thrust of Avodas Hashem, MS, from beginning to end. At a time when a person makes himself into such a tsuras adam, a tsuras adam ashlema, the full form of a person that has a clear mahalach in life, and nothing stops him from carrying out his goals, and the whole bria comes to the tachlis with this person, that's the tsuras adam that Hashem intended. And the Bria gathers all the details, all the kochos. And it's mischaber to be one through this person. That's the secret of Vayikach me'avni amakom v'yosem me'rashosav. Taking the various kochos, gathering all the details, and making it into one mitzias. So you see here the Bria, even the Avanim, or Mischaber Mitzdarif to Yaakov. Yaakov is gathering all the kochos into one mitzias, one suras adam. Adam Arishon Lefnei Achet that we spoke about in the previous year. And the Avanim turned into one. Yaakov Avinu is going on the Derech. And the Derech is to build the suras adam, the Atem Kriyam Adam. All those who weren't Makabal this tzura, all those who are toldos of the suras adam, that was destroyed with the sin of Adam Arishon, are not called Adam. But if you're a tolada of the tikkun of that Chorban, and you're called an Adam, and the Tikkun of the Churban is to take all the different kochos and form them into one unit and serve God in that way. Yaakov Avinu is the Adam HaShalem, the Musa Chakuko B'Kisei HaKovet. His form is engraved on the divine throne. That's the Tzuras Adam HaShlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Kavanah for. When this Tzuras Adam is revealed in the world, then all the Kochos HaBriya are Mischaber together, are Mitzdarev together. Because that's why we have the Briya, to have such a Tzuras Adam. And when it's revealed in the world, then the whole Briya is Mitzdarev to it. The whole Briya connects to it. And the whole Briya becomes one Mahalach as well. The world was created for man. So if man makes himself into one Mahalach, he can bring the Briya along with him. In these two ways, the Tzura was revealed. The Malachim, going up and down in the dream of Yaakov, to see the Tzura of Yaakov. They were down here, they saw Yaakov. They were up there, they saw Yaakov. That's the complete Tzuras Adam. The way you are up there is where you are down here. And in the Tzera for the Avanim, each Evan is a Koch B'fnei Atzma. Each Evan can be sold for a different binyan. And all these Avanim were mitzdarif to be one Evan. At B'sofo Shel Davar, this Evan was Yisoda Olam Kula. It was the Evan Ashtia. It was the Evan that the world was rooted in, was based on, was founded on, as we saw from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in the previous shir. That's the Evan Apina, that's the cornerstone of the entire reality of the world. The whole world was created to connect, to be one, that everything should say, Kavod Hashem. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam lo bara ela lichvodo. Avos 6:12. Everything Hashem created in His world, He created for His covenant. This one thing the whole Briya speaks about. When that Tzuras Adam is revealed. This Adam that the world was intended to be created for. Then the world can be seen as directed towards Hashem. So these two Giluyim, both the Malachim going up and down in the dream, and the stones coming together, are Megala, this is a Beis Elokim, this is a house of God, because this is where everything is L'chvodo Shel Hashem. There's one Mahalach, there's not 20 Mahalachim. Not one minute you feel like this, one minute you feel like that. But it's one continuous process of life, of getting close to Hashem. Growing. Chazal say, in the Pasuk Mitzion Mechlal Yofi Elokim Ofia, that Tzion is the Iker Mashtiso Shel Olam. The root of the world is Tzion. All the Kochos that are Pol B'chol Olam Kulo are from Tzion. From Tzion, all of the veins come out. All of the sinews, everything to the whole world, the whole Koch HaRuchni in the world comes from Tzion. Find in Rashi, Koheles 2:5, Venatati behem eitz kol pri, she Yishlomo makir v'chmosu z'gi de'aretz. Yishlomo knew how the pipe system in the ground works, which goes to Africa, which goes to which country. In each country, he planted that vegetable that would give that country the power to also have that vegetable. Like a pipeline from Eretz Yisrael to the rest of the world. That was Shlomo's Chachma, according to Chazal. All the Gidim, all the sinews, all the veins of all the lands come to Tzion. Because from there is the Mashtiso Shel Olam, that's the root of the world. Mitzion Mechlal Yofi. Everything comes from Tzion. And that's why it says, Eitz Kol Pri, Venatatim Bem Eitz Kol Pri. All the pears are planted in Eretz Yisrael. And then, the other countries where you also plant these get their nutrition from Eretz Yisrael. from Yerushalayim. That's one of the Giluyim, one of the revelations of Chachmaso Shel Shlomo. What does Chachma mean? To know the root of everything in the Bria. That's the Musa Chachma. And since Shlomo is Chacham Yosir Mikol B'nei Adam Ba'olam, therefore all the Chachmas that the people in the world knew, Shlomo knew the Shorash. Chachmas Koach Ma. He knows where the Koach is coming from, the essence of the Koach, the Mahutz of the Koach. And therefore Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLokim. From there all the Ruchnias comes out to the world. So when Yaakov Avinu was created, that's the Tzuras Adam for which the world was created. The Evan's going to be a Beis HaLokim. It's going to be the root of everything. Elohim is Kol HaKochos Kulam. The God is all powerful. All the power is going to come from here, from this bias, this base Elohim. This has the root of everything in creation. All the Ruchnias is rooted there and extends from the base HaMikdash. The world was created Bereshis Bara Elohim, and so to the base Elohim, that's where the kochos can't go out to the world. All kochos abriya. Yaakov continues on his path. Vayisa Yaakov Rago Vayelech Aretz Bnei Kedem. He lifts his leg. He goes to the land of the east. He sees a bear in the field. There's a big stone. They all have to get together, and all the shepherds have to remove the stone from the pit. Benesu Shama Kol Adarim. Then Begalus Evan Me'alpi Abeir. So here the Torah tells us Yaakov did a pu'ula, v'yigash Yaakov, v'yogalas evin me'al pi abe'er, rashis lodiach ha'shekocho gadol. Yaakov moved the stone from the well. What's the pasuk telling us? Rashi, lodiach ha'shekocho gadol, tell us he's strong. What do you want to say? Yaakov Avinu has big muscles? He's Popeye. What's it telling us? What the Torah is telling us is that this is also Mitzdariv. What they're all doing, they're all joining together, that's found by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gathered all of his Tzuras Adam, and when everything is together, then the Bria listens to you. When your whole Tzuras Adam is Mechuvan to Hashem, then the Bria, like we saw before, then the Bria follows you. That's why the stones all gathered together when they went under Yaakov. Because Yaakov is one Tzuras Adam, one form. He wasn't 5 minutes like this, 10 minutes like that, 8 minutes like that, always with different ritzonos. He was one mahalach of serving Hashem. And that's what the Bria becomes, b'schus this person. Therefore Yaakov was able to gather all of his kochos and remove the stone. The stone was moving for him, because he's mechaving all of his kochos, and the Bria listens to him. He's mechaving all of his kochos to Hashem. Yaakov Avinu not sleeping for 14 years. As Rashi says. And one night he slept and then he felt bad about it. It's such koach to remove the Evan from the bear. We say in the Tfilas Geshem, Zechor Tan Miklo, Vavar Yardin Mayim, Yichad Lev, the Gal Evan Me'alpi Bear Mayim. In other words, the effort of Yaakov Avinu to remove the Evan from the Be'er has to be B'yichar HaLev. Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful sikh about this. Yichar HaLev is that Yaakov is miyached his lev. As the pasuk says in Mishlei 4:23, Ki mimeh asher mimenu totzos chayim. That the result of life comes from the lev. Yaakov Avinu took all of his lev, all of his life force, and gathered them together. And mimele he can move the stone from the bear. Normally you need all the shepherds to do it, and here Yaakov was able to do it alone, because he was like all the shepherds plus, because all of his kochos were mechuvim to one direction, were directed towards Hashem, and Mamela the Bria was mechuvim to him. We have the Liktu Avan of Asugal, this pile of rocks. Yaakov called it Gal Eid. This Gal is an Eid. Eid Agal ve'Eid Amatseva. There's no Nekudas Chibur, there's no connection between Yaakov and Lavan. There's no point of connection. And now we're disconnecting. Sheparlo Gozer Lala Zchor Velovan Bikesh Lakas, they're always saying that God. Where do we see that Lavan wanted to uproot everything more than Paro? The Rishonim say that's when Lavan said, Abanos Benosai, Vabanim Banai, Vatson Soni, Vahola Sherotara Elihu. It's uprooting everything. Your children are my children. Your daughters are my daughters. The daughters are my daughters. The sons are my sons. The sheep are my sheep. That's Akira's Dover. It's Akira's Hakom and Asher. It's uprooting everything. Because if Lavan is the root, then we lose everything. We're not connected anymore to the source. So therefore, when he said that the kids are mine, the tzon is mine, that's trying to uproot everything. Then you have these Avanim. And they say, these are the last Avanim in the parasha. They build a mechitza between the Tsuras Adam of Atem Kriyam Adam and the non-Tsuras Adam of Lavan. It's the Emes Liako from beginning to end. That's where the true Emes comes in. Saying Davening, Vayashem Lamelech HaKloretz Ben Vayashem Echad Ushmo Echad, Hashem's name will be one. Who comes against this Gog u'Magog? Gog u'Magog come to fight against Hashem and his Mashiach. Al Hashem v'al Mashiach, like it says at the beginning of Tehillim. We want a world that's Bayomi Hashem Echad Ushmochad, it's all one. All for Hashem. And Yavan and Gog u'Magog come and they fight against this Nekuda. They wage war. Because they want Olam of Ribui. Not an Olam of One. The Gra says, Gog u'Magog, Gematria Shivim, 70. They want a lot of nations, a lot of multiplicity. They don't want the Echad. It's Sosa their Metzias. Like we see in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 39, verse 11. V'karu la ge hamon geog. Gog is bahamon. Masses. That's what they want. They want masses. That's against Mashiach. Mashiach is about the One. The true machlokas, the deeper machlokas that everything depends on, is behemoth between the Tzuras Adam, which was the Tzura Shlema, and their ribui, our oneness and their multiplicity. Esav, it says, Shesh Nefashos, plural. Yaakov Shivim Nefesh, Lashon Yachid. Yaakov is one. Esav says, Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. Rav is a lot, tons. Kol is one unity, an organic whole. And that's really the war we have to wage. Some people live in this world and they see the ribui and they want a lot of this, they want a lot of this and a lot of that, and to go here and to do there and have this toy and that toy. And we don't want any of that. We don't want the hamon. We just want the one. And therefore everything that comes into our life, we're mitzarif to that nekuda of Echad. That was the meat of Yaakov, and that's the meat of Emes from beginning to end. This unifying force, the stones coming together, separating from the evil, from the love and making this Gal Eid. Making this Evan that is the foundation of the world, and Tzion and the base Elokim, that all the kochos come from there. All rooted in the oneness of the world. So we should be zochem here to Hashem to live such lives and follow b'derech b'chira avos Yaakov Avinu and see the kiyum of the pasuk of Yashem l'melech al kol haaretz b'yom Yashem echad u'shmo echad. Shalom, 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 shalom.